ABC News at 5 is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. An election day now just 6 weeks away, with the economy one of the top issues for voters. Lawmakers are working to avert a government shutdown at the end of this month. House lawmakers set to vote tomorrow on a measure to avert that government shutdown, even though former President Trump voiced support for a shutdown. Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer says a shutdown would hurt Americans.
But thankfully, we're on track to avoid all this mess. Once it's sent over, the Senate stands ready to get to work to get this bill done quickly.
President Biden delivered his last presidential address at the UN General Assembly, urging world leaders to help end wars in Ukraine and in Gaza, along with avoiding a wider conflict in the Middle East. Hundreds are dead in Lebanon following this week's Israeli airstrikes, now targeting Hezbollah. The IDF says it killed a top commander. Tropical Storm Helene expected to become a major hurricane later this week as it targets the Gulf Coast of Florida. This is ABC News. The D.C. judge overseeing Donald Trump's federal election interference case, allowing prosecutors to file a 180-page document that could shine new light on the allegations against him.
Judge Tanya Chutkan rejects Trump's argument that it's too close to the election for prosecutors to submit a massive document that could put new details of their January 6th case against him into the public record. That document will have prosecutors arguing against the tossing of any of the four counts against Trump following the Supreme Court's ruling this summer that he's entitled to at least the presumption of immunity for his official acts as president. Trump's attorneys urged the judge to pause the process, but Chutkan says the timing of the election is not relevant in her courtroom.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Kmart is shuttering its last full-size store on the U.S. mainland. The Long Island location will close next month. Kmart filed for bankruptcy protection in 2018 and once had more than 2,000 locations. A smaller Kmart store remains open in Miami. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agent's insurance designed with you in mind. Look for mostly clear and cool conditions this evening. Patchy fog is possible with a low of 45. Sunny and splendid tomorrow with a high of 76. Mostly clear and calm tomorrow night with a low of 48. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and the winds are out of the west at 4 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 40 degrees.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. COVID-19 is on the rise in Wisconsin. It's been spreading more and more since the end of June, according to the state's wastewater data. Soon you'll be able to order more tests for free. The federal government is reviving its free test by mail program. You'll be able to go to covidtest.gov and order 4 nasal swab test kits. The program is set to go live late this month, but officials haven't announced a date yet. School business official John Bosworth presented information about school finance to the Richland School District Board of Education at last night's meeting. The information has been broken down into 4 presentations. At last night's meeting, he shared about how equalized value and levy rate and property tax versus student aid. The board will set the tax levy for the Richland School District at the October 28th meeting. Throughout the presentations leading up to that meeting, the board will have the opportunity to gain valuable knowledge in general school finance information. Southwest CAP Head Start programs had been operating on Richland School District property. Southwest CAP continues to operate at the former Jefferson School building. The district and Southwest CAP have entered into a vendor agreement to provide meals to Southwest CAP through the food service program. The agreement is to provide meals and snacks to the Southwest CAP Head Start program at the former Jefferson School. Southwest CAP will be charged the same meal rate as students and staff. Scott Bailing, Aaron Unbehan, Neil Huntmer, Robin Dickman, Sheila Troxell, and Lee Van Landite voted to approve the agreement. Brady Doudna voted against. The 2024-25 school year will be used as a trial period to determine the total cost to serve meals now that the location is no longer owned by the Richland School District. The board also approved the 2024-25 contracted service agreement between the Richland Hospital Incorporated and the Richland School District for occupational therapy assistant services, physical therapy services, and athletic trainer services. Proposed prices from the Richland Hospital are slightly higher than last year. In-school licensed athletic trainer services for 5 days per week at 2.5 hours per day for a total cost of $6,781. Event coverage billed in quarter-hour increments at $36, non-notification of canceled events at $36, and event coverage billing will not start until school coverage is complete. The total estimated cost of the trainer for 2024-25 is approximately $12,000. Actual cost will be based on services provided. The motion passed unanimously. Also approved unanimously was a motion to approve 4 open enrollment in applications and to approve 4 open enrollment out applications for the 2024-25 school year. The Richland School Board of Directors also accepted a number of gifts to the district. 5 outstanding alumni will be honored by the UW-Richland Alumni Association during their fall brunch on Saturday, October 5th. Being honored this year are Janet Goplin Kinney from the class of 1967. Janet graduated from Blue River High School in 1965 and attended Richland County Teachers College from 1965 to 67. She went on to UW-Platteville and earned a bachelor's degree in education. After earning her degree, Janet became an elementary teacher at the Riverdale School District, where she taught for 8 years. Tom Simonson was in the last class to graduate from Richland County Normal School in the spring of 1967. He started his teaching career in the River Valley School District, where he taught until November 1968, when he was drafted. After serving his country in 1970, Tom continued educational academic career. He received his bachelor's degree from UW-Platteville, master's degree from UW-Madison, and educational specialist and administration degree from UW-Milwaukee. He went on to become a middle school teacher for 12 years, a middle school principal for another 12 years, and a district administrator for 3 different school districts for 19 years. Mary Sue Bethke graduated from Richland Center High School in 1974 and then attended UW-Richland, where she earned her associate's degree in the spring of 1976. She then transferred to UW-Platteville, where she graduated with a bachelor's degree from the School of Education with a double major in English and psychology. Mary Sue earned her master's degree in secondary education in 1991 from the Breadloaf School of Education. She taught high school English at Boscobel High School for 32 years, where she also coached its forensic teams and co-directed school plays. Edward Pulvermacher graduated from Richland Center High School in 1978 and then attended UW-Richland, where he graduated in the spring of 79. Ed graduated magnum cum laude with a BS in Business Administration from Viterbo in La Crosse. He started his career in Iowa and Texas before returning to Richland Center, where he worked for his father prior to taking over the family business, Pratt Freight and Trucking, where he still runs the business. Jonathan Yancey attended UW-Richland from 2015 to 17. He went on to earn his Bachelor of Science in Business Administration, emphasis Finance. He also earned a Master of Science in Organizational Change Leadership, Project Management. Jonathan is currently Chief Executive Officer for Yancey Business Consulting, LLC. He also has been a business transformation consultant for Summit Credit Union, change management consultant for Baker Tilly, a business systems analyst for TDS, and a change management project manager for Heartland Financial. This year's celebration will be held at the Phoenix Center on Saturday, October 5th, with registration at 10:30 and the program at 11. Members of the classes of 1954, 64, 74, 84, 94, 2004, and 14 will also be recognized. Friends and family are encouraged to join in the celebration. Pre-registration is required. The deadline to register is September 26th. Please contact Kathy Granger by phone at 608-489-3629 or email at fairladykkg@yahoo.com to make your reservation. Tonight is your opportunity to be heard. All Richland County residents are invited to a special meeting to speak up about your concerns facing the county, which may include the cybersecurity incident, Pine Valley, or any other topic. The Richland County Special Meeting will be held tonight at 6 at the Richland Center Community Center. A video link will also be available online through the Richland County Government website. The Washington Post highlighted Senator Tammy Baldwin's Go Everywhere campaign strategy. The column features Baldwin's recent stops with voters from Richland and Lafayette counties, two counties that voted for President Trump in 2016 and 2020, but flipped for Baldwin in 2018. When Senator Baldwin kicked her reelection campaign into high gear last November with a one-year-to-win tour, the first place she stopped was Richland Center, where she cut the ribbon to open a new local Democratic headquarters. The article goes on to say that Democrats cannot afford to ignore rural America. After supporting Barack Obama in both his presidential campaigns, Richland County voted for Donald Trump by 5.5 percentage points in 2016 and expanded his margin to 9.7 points in 2020. But in 2018, Baldwin won in Richland County even bigger by 14.6 points. Richland was one of 17 such Trump to Baldwin counties in the state, which suggests there are still some parts of the country where ticket splitting has not gone entirely extinct. After 47 years, a Southwest Wisconsin business will be closing its doors. The Wisconsin-Iowa Shopping News in Prairie du Chien will cease its print and digital publications and permanently close its operations. The final edition will be October 1st. It was deemed no longer financially viable to continue to operate in a market being served by other media organizations. The closing of the Prairie du Chien location does not affect the Richland Center, Platteville, or Dyersville, Iowa locations of the Shopping News. All three remain open to serve their respective communities. The Richland Center Shopping News has been part of the local community for 92 years. The Richland Center Shopping News and Express Printing will host an open house and Grace fundraiser on Friday, October 4th. Guests will be able to tour the facility and meet staff from 11 to 2. Walking tacos will be available, with proceeds benefiting Grace. The public is welcome to attend. The annual Milk into Cheese Hayride will be held Saturday at 1. The ride will show the emerging fall colors on some of Richland County's scenic rural roads. The Milk into Cheese Hayride is hosted by Ed and Linda Chitwood. The Chitwoods rely on the generosity and support of their friends and neighbors to make Milk into Cheese possible. The hayride is free, but free will donations are appreciated and will be used to support the Milk into Cheese program that provides local cheese to local food pantries. Those wishing to participate should arrive in time to be seated on a wagon in time to leave at 1. The Milk into Cheese Hayride will start near the Chitwoods home. Take Birds Creek Valley Drive off Highway 60 and then follow the signs to the staging area. Reservations are not necessary but are appreciated. Reservations can be made by calling 608-537-2340. Be sure to leave a message if you do not get an answer, letting the Chitwoods know how many will be in your party. The number for Saturday's hayride again is 537-2340.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Willison, 75, of Richland Center, died August 17th at Our House Memory Care. Funeral services for Mary and her husband, Richard, will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Mary and Richard's name be directed to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, or the Alzheimer's Association. Mary Willison, 75, of Richland Center. Christina K. Tina Yoder, 37, of rural Hillsboro, died Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pihah Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery, rural Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Pihah Funeral Home Thursday from 5 to 8, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Christina K. Tina Yoder, 37, of rural Hillsboro. Marianne Lindy Schmitz, 90, of Bear Valley, died today at Pines Independent Living in Prairie du Sac. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Killian's Catholic Church in Bear Valley. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Killian's Catholic Church Saturday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Marianne Lindy Schmitz, 90, of Bear Valley. Peter B. Regneri, age 81, died August 7th. A funeral service will be held at 2:30 Saturday at St. Philip Church near Rolling Ground. A burial service and reception will follow at the Regneri Farm. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Peter B. Regneri, age 81.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. I hope you had a terrific Tuesday. High temperatures today climbed to the low 70s. Under partly cloudy skies, we stayed on the crisper side of things. And we'll stay clear tonight, too. Dropping cool to the mid-40s, patchy fog is definitely possible. But we all know that'll quickly burn off, giving way to sunny skies and splendid high temperatures tomorrow, climbing warmer to the mid-70s. With zero humidity as winds still crank out of the northwest, we'll be clear and calm tomorrow night too, falling back to the upper 40s. Then things change. We get a little warm-up, a little boost in those high temperatures, back to unseasonable highs again. Thursday, it'll be bright, beautiful, sunny, and highs reaching 80 degrees. In fact, we flirt with 80 degrees for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, too. But there is a price to pay. More cloud cover and chances for scattered showers. The timing isn't the best on the weekend, and it's all because of the hurricane. That, of course, is expected to hit Florida on Thursday as it moves into the Midwest. We're going to see more and more clouds moving in by Friday, and they could potentially take over our Saturday, Sunday, and maybe Monday. Right now, rain totals do not look significant. And honestly, with the recent model runs, a majority of it does look to stay further south and out of our state into Illinois. But of course, as you know, things can change, so we'll continue to keep an eye on that for you. And of course, as we take a look at the extended outlook, we are looking at above to near normal temperatures expected and slightly below precipitation. And when it comes to the fall colors, we are seeing some northeast counties flipping over, pushing near 50% color in Marinette County, nearly 40% in Florence County, and about the same in Forest. And if you're headed anywhere near Oshkosh, it looks like colors right there are turning about 30%. Happy fall, y'all. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 70 degrees after a high of 73 and a morning low of 47. Yesterday's high was 71 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1937 is 90 degrees with a record low of 26 set back in 1989. Last year's high was 78 with a low of 62. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:56 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:52. The winds are out of the north-northeast at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.80. Relative humidity is at 50%. And we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 70 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area sports schedule.
High school sports in the area tonight in soccer. Richland Center is at Prairie du Chien, River Ridge Seneca, and River Valley is at Platteville Lancaster. Also tonight in volleyball action, Richland Center makes a trip to Prairie du Chien. River Valley is at Platteville. And also tonight in the Ridge and Valley, Kickapoo at DeSoto, and it's also the Ithaca Bulldogs traveling to Weston. We'll have coverage of that beginning in the 7 o'clock hour as the Bulldogs travel to Weston. Currently, Ithaca is leading the conference. Here's Coach Angie Young.
Weston has certainly improved since the past couple years. They've done pretty well. They did just recently get a win over Lafarge in the conference, and I know they've been battling fairly well with several other teams in the conference, so certainly not a team that we will overlook and need to bring our best game and perform well, because they've really grown a lot.
The Weston volleyball team is coached by Maggie Lanzinger.
Yeah, they're having a really good season. I'll give Angie that. You know, their middles, Bailey and Tristan Peterson, they've, for a few years now, they've really been, you know, outstanding players. But this year, especially from what I've heard and what I've seen, they're a solid group. They can hit the ball. They can serve the ball. They're loud. You know, libero Holly King is definitely good at that. But they're a solid group. I told our girls, you know, we might not out-hit them, but we need to outplay them and we need to out-hustle them. So hopefully it's a good night for us.
Ithaca and Weston volleyball action begins following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show later on tonight. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service, premium, or both? These are two good reasons to call Schwarz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwarz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer your questions and help you deal with any issue that may arise. Schwarz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind. Insurance protection.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. It is the last week of the Major League Baseball regular season, and even though the Milwaukee Brewers have clinched the National League Central title, they will be playing for a first-round bye in the playoffs. To do so, they need to have either the first or second-best record in the National League. With 6 games left to play and an 89-67 record, the Brewers are in fourth place in the National League and 4 games out of first for the best record. They trail the Los Angeles Dodgers, Philadelphia Phillies, and San Diego Padres for the top spot. And the Brewers are going to start making their attempt at getting that first round bye when they take on the Pittsburgh Pirates in the first game of a 3-game series this evening at Pittsburgh. First pitch for that contest will be at 5:40, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting. Actually, the pregame is currently underway. Also, the Chicago Cubs have claimed a former Brewer reliever off waivers. Right-hander Enoli Paredes was designated for assignment on Friday when Milwaukee decided to call up another right-hander, Kevin Hergett, from AAA Nashville. Paredes had injury problems that kept him on the injured list for more than 2 months this season. He was effective when available, pitching to a 1.74 ERA and notching a save. The Brewers still have one open spot on their 40-man roster as the offseason approaches. The Badgers have confirmed the kickoff time for their game this Saturday against the USC Trojans is set for 2:30, and that game will be covered on CBS and is broadcasting the Big Ten game. This could have been a lot worse. An 11 a.m. kickoff would have had the Wisconsin Badgers running down the field for the opening kick at what would have felt like 9 a.m. in the morning. They still face a tough task against a top-ranked opponent on the road, bouncing back from the passing and suffering against the Alabama won't be easy. And you'll be able to hear that broadcast also on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 this Saturday, with the pregame starting at around 12:30. Just 27 days after the Tennessee Titans traded him, Packers quarterback Malik Willis threw for one touchdown and ran for a second in Sunday's 30-14 win. That is historic. NFL senior researcher Tony Holzman Escarno tells Sports Illustrated it hadn't been done so since 1926. The thing that stands out, Lewis has completed 12 of 17 passes on third down conversions for 190 yards and a touchdown while running 5 times for 55 yards. That's 11 conversions in his first 2 Green Bay starts. And retired NFL quarterback and Green Bay Packer legend Brett Favre told a congressional committee today that he had been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Favre made the announcements as part of his testimony about a welfare misspending scandal in Mississippi. Favre does not face criminal charges but has repaid just over $1 million in speaking fees funded by a welfare program in the state. He was also an investor at biotech company, which ties to the case that said it was developing concussion drugs. It is unclear if Favre's disease is connected to his football career or head injuries. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
This week, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society introduces you to more pet dangers to be on the lookout for during fall. First, fruits and nuts that have fallen from trees can grow unhealthy mold, and fruit pits, nuts, and acorns can all cause choking or gastrointestinal obstructions in pets. Also, with cooler temperatures and with school in session, germs spread more readily. This being the case, be sure to keep medicine out of your pet's reach. Acetaminophen is especially toxic to cats, and decongestants can be dangerous for both dogs and cats. Be careful around all these potential pet hazards, and enjoy autumn with your pets. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Tuesday, soybeans were up, corn was down, cattle and hogs finished mostly higher. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein is focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, and why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans did end the session modestly higher, well below the session highs, but above the day's lows. More rain-related harvest delays are likely over the next few days in some key U.S. growing areas. There was also spillover from soybean oil, which was up on the strength in palm and crude oils. November beans were three higher at 10.42 and a quarter. January was up 3.75 at 10.60 and a half. October bean meal was down 2.90 at 3.23.60. October soybean oil was up 133 at 43.95. Corn saw some profit-taking, continuing to watch harvest activity and the delays in parts of the Midwest and Plains, which could impact crop quality. Planting weather continues to be mixed in Argentina and Brazil. December corn was 1.75 lower at 4.11 3/4. March was down a penny at 4.30 3/4. And wheat was lower on fund and technical selling. Rain has delayed winter wheat planting, but the precipitation is mostly welcome ahead of the crop moving into dormancy. While export demand has improved, the trade's wary about pricing wheat above demand. December Chicago was down 4.5 at 5.78. December Kansas City was 6.25 lower at 5.71. December Minneapolis was 7.25 lower at 6.11 3/4. Live cattle were mostly higher, and feeders were up ahead of this week's widespread direct cash cattle business. Box beef was higher at midday. October live, the exception, was down 5 at 183.20. December was up 57 at 184.40. With that lower move in corn, October feeders were up $1.32 at 245.80. And on spread trade in the firm midday move in pork, October hogs were down 17 at 82.12. December was up a dime at 74.97. We'll have your full look at cash livestock after this.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, Our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Tuesday afternoon, direct cash cattle markets remained at a standstill with no bids or asking prices being reported. It looks like widespread direct trade is going to wait until at least Wednesday. Box beef was mixed with decent movement. Choice was up 8 cents at $301.89. Select beef was down 92 at $286.87. The estimated cattle slaughter of 125,000 head was steady on the week and down just over 3,000 on the year. The major direct hog markets closed higher with strong negotiated movement as buyers were in need of some near-term supplies. National direct trade was up $1.53 with a weighted average of $76.47. The Iowa Southern Minnesota and Western Corn Belt direct markets were both 52 cents higher with weighted averages of $76.41. Midwest butcher hog markets were steady at 60. The close for the pork carcass cutout value was delayed by packer submission problems. Pork was up 47 cents at midday on Tuesday at $94.61. The estimated hog slaughter of 487,000 head was up 13,000 on the week, but down about 3,000 on the year. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A rep with BASF says farmers should find an alternative to over-the-top dicamba herbicide use in soybeans for 2025. Mike Probst says reauthorization of the product's label is currently in the hands of the U.S. EPA.
And there's potentially over a year that could take for those labels to get finalized. I think the more likely scenario is that we will not have those dicamba labels.
More news is next.
AgriAmerica is your premier channel for agricultural news and entertainment. AgriAmerica's online broadcast is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, ensuring farmers and ranchers have uninterrupted access to ag weather, commodity markets, and top industry news. Listeners may also enjoy country music from generations past and present in between farm programs and during the evening hours. Tune into AgriAmerica's streaming channel at agriamerica.com.
At Wiffles Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath. Because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wiffles Hybrids. Plant your independence.
Farmers have access to pesticides is a top priority for state directors of agriculture. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more from the 2024 NASDA annual meeting.
Missouri Ag Director Chris Chen says there are concerns with EPA's herbicide strategy.
We want to make sure that our farmers are able to afford to implement the changes at a time that works best for their operation. But we also want to make sure that we're not being so restrictive that farmers lose land.
From Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Aaron Anderson for Brownfield.
U.S. Senator Joni Ernst says disaster assistance needs to be more easily accessible in rural and agricultural areas.
It is very confusing when you're not sure what program is going to work best for your particular ag operation.
She tells Brownfield many farmers impacted by natural disasters this year have been challenged by the complexity of USDA and SBA disaster programs. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
As harvest gets underway, many U.S. farmers are still holding on to corn and soybeans as the new crop matures. With soybeans in particular, farmers are wondering if export sales can pick up if South America continues to have challenges like dry weather. Tanner Emke from CoBank discusses the soybean markets next on today's Managing for Profit.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Carter Degenhart, from Riverdale High School for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Carter plays football, baseball, and powerlifting. He's involved in FFA, ag mechanics, and takes part in the state tractor driving contest at Farm Tech Days.
You have to back through a lane and then drive through it and back it into a shed. There's another one where you have a four-wheel wagon. You got to pull it out of one shed and back it into another shed. And there's another part where you inspect a tractor to make sure everything's correct on it.
Carter does a lot of volunteer work helping raise money for a number of organizations, including Blue River Fire and Rescue events. He helps his father and uncle on the farm, and for him, agriculture is a way of life.
Because the farmer doesn't get to decide if the cattle need to eat or not. They have to get up and feed the cattle every morning, and even if you're not a farmer, you can be involved in agriculture through just going to the grocery store and buying whether it's meat or vegetables or something.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Economist Tanner Emke with CoBank tells Brownfield there are a lot of factors impairing the ability for U.S. farmers to export commodities, including soybeans.
Number one is our strong dollar. That's been a headwind for all of our ag exports for quite some time. But soybeans in particular have struggled because our major competition in South America, that's Brazil, they've had a very weak currency. Their real, the Brazilian currency, has been down quite a bit this year because their economy has struggled. And so as a result, soybeans out of Brazil have just been extraordinarily affordable compared to the soybeans out of the U.S. And so as a result, our export program has suffered, and our new crop export sales, this new marketing year now upon us, are historically low as a result. And so that's the major thing that we continue to struggle with just because of our foreign exchange rates. That being said, there's a few other things that have been strong headwinds for our export program, and politics is a big one. There's a lot of trade uncertainty with this year being a presidential election, and so our foreign buyers have been more cautious, and so they've taken advantage of Brazilian and Argentinian exports as well. And then at the same time, we've had some rising transportation costs. So that's been a headwind. So there's a culmination of factors here that have really been dissuading our foreign buyers.
What about Argentina?
Well, this is a La Nina year, and that typically is going to not bode well for South America. So there might be an opportunity here going forward. Down in South America, it's extraordinarily dry. But I should caution that statement by saying that it's very, very early in the season yet. They are still in the very early stages of planting their full season crops down there. And so that's really not going to be a concern yet. We're going to have to watch South American weather here in the weeks ahead. So there might be an opportunity here. If La Nina does transpire into very stressful growing conditions for Argentina and Brazil, that may result in more foreign demand coming back to the United States. If we start to see conditions continue to be dry through September and into October, you can count on a lot of that export business coming back to the United States as a hedge against a smaller South American crop, because they just don't want to be in a position where South American production is going to be shorter than what they're going to need.
That's Tanner Emke from CoBank, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Do you know when you're there? If heaven's a moment you wish never ended, then I'm 6 feet under.
feet under somewhere. Oh, what I'd give for a bottle to keep these memories forever locked up in my heart. Why can't I just relive your sweet words on repeat? The ones that she said, making my last name ours. My darling, this feeling's one I never imagined. Yeah, I just hope Jesus forgives me for asking, but where do you go when you die? How do you know when you're there? If heaven's a moment you wish never ended, then I'm 6 feet under somewhere. But I'm 6 feet under somewhere. Swear to God, I thought I was dead on the side of the road. Glass in my head, all but death ain't what scared me to death. In the end, it was thinking I'd never see you again. Na 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 na.
That was Hardy with 6 Feet Under on Country and Community. Good evening. My name is Tim Thied. I'll be here till we bring you volleyball action. That'll be Ithaca at Weston in girls volleyball action. I had to think there for a second, and I almost said Westby, but it's actually at Weston. And that pregame for that will start probably around 6:45, depending on how everything goes with the JV match. And you'll be able to hear that right here on WRCO 100.9 with Phil Nee making the call for that game. And like I said, I hope you had a great day and having a good Tuesday evening. Right now it's mostly sunny and 70 degrees at 5:48 on this 24th day of September. September is just flying by fast. And the temperatures are showing it too, with the 70 degree temperatures right now, and supposed to get down to 45 tonight. It's supposed to be cool. Actually, there is going to be another 80 degree day, and that's going to be on Friday. And then after that, it'll be around in the upper 70s, so that's above normal temperatures actually for the month of September. So be sure to enjoy that nice weather while you can, even though there is going to be some showers on the weekend into Monday. And just want to let you know, there's a few events going on tonight. First of all, the Friends of Blue River is hosting their last farmers market of the season in the Blue River Park, and that's near the gazebo, and that's going on until 7 o'clock this evening. Also, all Richland County residents are invited to a special meeting tonight at 6 at the Richland Center Community Center. The meeting was announced by County Board Chair David Turk at the board meeting on Tuesday night. That last Tuesday night, this is your opportunity to discuss your concerns facing the county, which may include the cybersecurity incident, Pine Valley, or any other topic that concerns you. And also, a haunted warehouse volunteer information and open house is being held tonight from 6 to 8 at the 1912 building in Richland Center. You'll learn about all kinds of roles actors can play to scare people. There will also be a list of acting roles to sign up for. informational packets will be available for actors to take, as well as know more about volunteering. Don't want to scare people? Volunteer opportunities include building the haunted warehouse, creating props and painting scenes, actors to scare people inside the attraction as zombies, bloody patients, ghouls, clowns, and more, and even staff of security, gift shop announcing, and more.
Get ready for a feast of flavors and a bounty of local goods at the Richland Area Farmers Market. Join them from 1:30 until 6 tomorrow at the historic Train Depot on Seminary Street, downtown Richland Center, right across from Quick Trip. Parking available in the depot parking lot and on the nearby streets. They are all food fresh flower market this week, and they'll hope to have some fresh flowers, lots of breads and baked goods, cookies, pies, scones, greens, green beans, onions, garlic, potatoes, tomatoes, zucchini, strawberries, radishes, maple syrup, honey, dried herbs, canned goods, eggs, meats, and more. The market accepts EBT SNAP benefits with senior vouchers. Look for vendors with a yellow sign by their booth to show they accept senior vouchers. These vouchers are good only for fruits and vegetables. This week is Bonus Bucks Week for youth ages 4 to 17. Come to the information table to receive two $1 food tokens. How do you know when they're ready to start? Listen for the bell. When you hear it ring, everybody is ready to go. No early sales. They start promptly at 1:30 and close at 6.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
It's Apple Fest in Gay's Mills this weekend, with lots of great food, live music, and the big parade on Sunday. Stroll down Main Street, where you'll find vendors, live music, food, and fun activities for the whole family. At the county fairgrounds, there's the carnival, flea market, and the arts and crafts show that will feature nearly 100 vendors offering antiques, collectibles, crafts, and fabulous food. This weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday during Apple Fest in Gay's Mills.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
100.9 WRCO. I wish I would have met you anywhere but where I did. Some old high-rise town that I won't ever go again. I wish we would have rolled around some old cabin, chased them city lights. Hit bars, I don't lie. We were listening to one more silver dollar hanging out by Silverado. Down the road, I love to ride. Wish I would have known about.
starts to float. Baby, why'd I ever take the bait and take the places that I love to go? Hell, I never know. I even took you to my hometown to meet my mama. Now I'm gonna see you every time I see that welcome sign. Wish I would've known it by now. You'd be good and gone when you leave us in a cloud of dust. Can't you see what you're doing, girl? You know damn near everything I love. Take my silver ride or down them roads we used to ride. Wish I would've known it by now. You'd be good and gone and you'd leave us in a cloud of dust. Can't you see?
ABC News, I'm Daria Alvin.